Testing in the House chamber, legislative day 3.
Come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors who retire from the chamber and the sergeant arms will close the doors. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. We'd ask everyone to stand for the prayer, our members as well as our guests in the gallery, and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Penny.
I'm going to read a portion of scripture from Psalms. Representative Jones yesterday read the first Psalms, and I'm going to read selected verses of the second Psalm. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break the bonds in pieces and cast away the cords from us. Ask of me and I will give you the nation for your inheritance and the ends of your earth for your possessions. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Pray with me, please. Father, we thank you for the power, the privilege, and the responsibility of prayer. You tell us in your word that our unending obligation is we ought always to pray. You tell us, Father, to pray without ceasing. Father, in this legislative body, this assembly here, started our session yesterday and we continue on till we adjourn. Father, help us to understand the privilege and responsibility we have as stewards of what you would have us to do as your elected representatives, as we represent the great state of North Carolina, and we'd be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Macon, Representative Gillespie, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for January 25th has been examined and found to be correct. I move this is approved as written.
Representative Gillespie moves that the journal for January 25th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representative Warren, House Bill 2, extend deadline for expenditures of funds.
Appropriations and favorable rules.
Representatives Paré, White, Christian Baker, and Blackwell, House UNC report on computer science credit.
Education universities of favorable rules.
Representative Paré, White, Christian Baker, and Willingham, House Bill 4, increasing engagement in STEM grant program.
Appropriations, favorable rules.
Representative Paré, House Bill 5, Town of Fuquay Arena de-annexation.
Local government, favorable finance, favorable rules.
Representatives Destin Hall, Carson Smith, and Miller and Pirtle, House Bill 6, Uninformed Heroes Voting Act.
Election law and campaign finance reform and favorable rules.
Representative Sasser, House Bill 7, Stanley Community College Safety Funds.
Appropriations and favorable rules.
Representatives Paré, Torbett, Blackwell, and Hardister, House Bill 8, computer science graduation requirement.
Education K-12, the favorable state government, and favorable rules.
Representatives Harrison, Moray, Reeves, Staten Williams, House Bill 9, Fair Maps Act.
Rules, counter, and operations of the House.
Representatives Destin Hall, Brandon Jones, Sane, Carson Smith, House Bill 10, require sheriffs to cooperate with ICE.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Blackwell, Fontenelle, Paré, and Wheatley, House Bill 11, School for the Deaf and Blind.
Education K-12, if favorable, state government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Sasser, House Bill 12, Stanley County Airport Authority members and leases.
Local government, if favorable, rules.
Representative Moss, House Bill 13, reevaluate county tier system.
Commerce, a favorable local government, a favorable rules.
Representative Moss, House Bill 14, back the Blue Act of 2023.
Finance, if favorable rules.
Representative Moss, House Bill 15, eliminating the grocery tax study. Let me see that bill size.
Finance, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Blackwell, Torbert, Hollister, and Willis, House Bill 17, elect the State Board of Education Superintendent of Public Instruction as State Board of Education Chair.
Education K-12, if favorable, Judiciary 3, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Moss, Sasser, Gillespie, and Miller, House Bill 18, Elk, Conservation Permit, Auction, Raffle.
Wildlife Resources, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, rules. Members, pursuant to the announcement given earlier, there were no votes today. There will be no votes Monday. And the chair does not intend, matter of fact, we'll just make it clear, there will be no votes Tuesday. So, maybe some bills to go through committee on Tuesday. If so, we'll look if any of those will be taken up Wednesday or Thursday of this week. But, you can rest assured no votes remainder of this week, no votes Monday or Tuesday of next week. Committees will start meeting next week, so we'll, hopefully that'll be in a position where we can start moving some legislation forward. Notices or announcements? Anything from the clerk? Anything from the body? Seeing none. The gentleman from Macon, Representative Gillespie, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, January 30th at 12 noon. This is subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Gillespie moves, seconded by Representative White, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, January 30th at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
The Speaker makes following committee appointments. Representative Lofton removed from Judiciary 2. Representative Butler added to Judiciary 2. Representative Butler removed from Transportation. Representative Francis Jackson added to Transportation. Representative Francis Jackson removed from Local Government. Representative Robertson added to Local Government. Representative Charles Smith added to Wildlife Resources. Representative Lofton removed from Wildlife Resources.